Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I'm hopeful, regardless of the outcome. Boost of positive energy without one. Sorry about the jab, I'm on a holy field. I'm bearing fruit, but demons try to eat them like Yoshi meal. I'm pissing off the Batman like Falcone deals. Jungle full of predators, I know how Mowgli feels. So I got the fire, refuse to live in fear. I can spot suppliers, eating fresh roads.
Oh yeah, welcome to episode 262 of the Permaculture Pimpcast, where PIMP stands for Permaculture is my passion. The only Pimpcast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, practical living. And last night we were talking about profligate politicians and prostitute liars, the whole nine yards. So we cover it all. And we're probably going to hit all of it today because I'm pretty excited about the guest I got coming up. This episode, as always, brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com. Turn that simp into a pimp. Bam! Heaven's Harvest, 10% off with promo code PERMA. Handle all your preparedness needs yourself. Everything you can't get, check out Heaven's Harvest. And if you want to tip a pimp, do it over there on the Fountain app. Listen to all your podcasts over there, even triple up the speed. And, okay, let me see what else we got here. Okay, Redemption Shield, y'all. Yeah, they got a special going on right now. And Gina from Redemption Shield is going to be on next week. She's going to be giving away 10 of these ballin' grounding mats. So you're going to want to give that just in time for the holidays, y'all. I like to think that we give the gift of health here on this program. And then also EMP Shield, y'all. $50 off with promo code PERMA. Remember, things jump off. You're not going to the club. You're going to his house. And that's exactly what you want to do. All right. I want to remind you, there's an event coming up this Sunday, and it's like a prelude to the bigger event, which is going to be the Sustain Me event that's going to be happening a couple of months ago. But check this out, for $5, and they got to do it this way because, folks, the payment processors out there are messing around with a lot of us that are in the freedom space. So the people that are putting on that event that's going to have, I mean, Barbara O'Neill, for crying out loud, is going to be the keynote speaker. Jonathan Otto is going to be there. Dr. Stephen Pigeon, even I'm going to be, you know, they're Michael, I'm Tito, if you dig what I'm saying. I'm going to be talking about how I'm going about restoring the soil out here in Western North Carolina. Because this Sunday, I'm actually going to make this place ground zero. I've already started experiments in other places, but I got another remote spot, and it's going to be ground zero for all the restoration that's happening. All the stuff that mainstream science says I can't do, I'm about to show. I'm about to give the whole world a giant crap sandwich when they see what happens right here in Western North Carolina. And look, the cool thing is I'm working with some of the guests from last night. So anyway, in this Q&A, it's going to be a $5 event, and they got to do it this way because the ticket processing thing will not let them. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen. For some reason, Jax, the lady putting it on, freaking genius, by the way, she's putting this event on. They won't let her do this unless she has some history with the ticket processing thing. Look, man, this is stuff I don't even know about. Anyway, the information for this is probably in the chat right now, maybe under Permapastures Farm. And if not, it's going to definitely be in the show notes. But the people that are going to be in this little short, brief, one-hour Q&A is going to be Barbara O'Neill herself, Dr. Stephen Pitchin, Jonathan Otto. You know, the guy that I did the show with the other day that got scrubbed from YouTube. I'll come to that in a minute. Selena from Celtic Sea Salt, which is just down the road from me. Also Jax, the one who's putting this on, and also a guy named Mike Winter. Some of these folks I don't know, some of them I do, and I'm thoroughly looking forward to it. And I'm going to be the moderator and the MC of that event. So if you want in, I mean, it's a measly $5 right now, and you might want to think about this. Now, before I go into my guest, I want to explain a couple of things that happened from last night. People are saying, well, why didn't you offer the solutions? Okay, let me tell you what happened. Right as Dr. Will was getting into offering the medical solutions, first of all, two things happened. If you'll notice, his audio became garbled, and then we kept trying to get him back, and then all of a sudden, he couldn't get back on. So that's number one. That's why you didn't get those solutions, which he has. And by the way, I'm on his protocol. And the idea is to, I got to be really careful about how I go about this. But the idea is for all of us that are working or around this area to chelate this junk out of us. He doesn't have a website right now. The website is down. They're trying to get it redone. So when I do have him on, you're going to have to call to get the stuff. But I am currently on his detox protocol to chelate all of this junk out of me. But yeah, that's why we never got into it, is because we couldn't get into it. And as far as the soil remediation, folks, I got to keep that under lock and key, because everybody's going to constantly ask me, well, what about this? What about this? Look, I'm just going to show you how it's done. I'm using Dr. Will's protocol along with Jeff Lawton, all the people you've heard me talk about on this channel. And then honestly, some of the stuff that we got ourselves, I mean, people like Stefan Subkowiak, Dr. Elaine Ningham, all the others, I'm taking every dog to the hunt. And most importantly, I'm going to be on my knees, and I know that this can be done, because I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So, for all you folks out there that are wondering how this is going to unfold, you're going to have to wait on that part, but I'm probably going to have to do an audio only episode with the stuff from Dr. Will, because like I said, the thing with Jonathan Otto got taken down because he mentioned one thing, and they scrubbed the entire video and basically took the whole video off there. So if you want to find that video, it's on Rumble. And part of that is part of the protocol. Okay, let me hit one more thing before I go to my guests. Folks are asking me, and I think Ariana, she's probably going to find this humorous as well. I can't even believe the number of people out there that are hitting me up today asking me, well, hey, I need a copy of your results. Yeah, I understand that. Most people are asking Ariana, because she is a reporter, a reliable reporter. She's asking for that because I get it. But I do find it, the people that are most critical, the ones who have never asked for the government's, you know, I don't see them asking for Mountain True's results. I don't see them asking for the Citizen Times results. But you want to ask me for mine, but okay, I'll happily give them to you. But here's what I'm going to require of you. The second you show me proof that you have the results that you asked from Mountain True, I'm going to give you my redacted results, because I can't give away the name of the labs that we're working with for obvious reasons. As soon as you provide me that, I'm going to provide. I find it curious. This is par for the course for the United States government. You dig? I mean, they are poisoning us. They're killing us. This is democide on the worst way possible. You wanna doubt my integrity, but these people that lie to you about every single thing out there, you don't have any criticism for them. So like I said, I'm going to provide you my lab results, which I have. My guest can verify the fact that I sent her one of them today, and I'm going to be sending more as soon as I get the rest of them tonight. As soon as you send me the proof that you reached out to these other folks and got their data, then you can have mine. How about that? So with that said, I'm going to kind of calm myself down just a little bit, and I'm going to go to my guest, Ariana Masters. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you. For those of you watching, I'm getting over a cold, so if my voice sounds weird, that's why. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. And yes, you do have the test results. He sent me 5 different documents. So far, I've reviewed those. I know he said that he's waiting for some others. I know Dr. Will's out of town, and he'll be getting some soon. But yes, just for the results that I've seen, they're very telling. Just those. You know, just with the... Well, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Sorry, you continue.
No, by all means. It's. I just want to show... I mean, first of all, there's no way on... Look, I didn't just step out of the cotton fields, man. There's no way I would ever think about doing a program like that if I didn't have all the receipts. Mm-hmm. And I got them. And I just don't have in hand. I mean, like I said, some of these documents are definitely going to be redacted. But Ariana, as a reporter, I know that I can trust her. And I've seen the integrity of her reporting and the things she's already done so far. So I'm pretty impressed with the work you do. So you know what? Every superhero out there has an origin story. So why don't you tell everybody yours?
I love that. You know, honestly, I really think, you know, it's funny you say superhero, because I am just so, I'm really inspired by everyone who's really stood up for good. You know, this year I've really noticed in particular, there's just been everyone coming out of the woodwork, risking their jobs, you know, oftentimes risking their families, but you know, for the greater good of their family's future, you know, people risking their absolutely everything to save the world. I mean, we are all heroes just kind of waiting to be inspired to come out and do something about the bad that we're seeing in this world. And I haven't been more proud of humanity than I've been recently. And I mean, just the people, just the community members with North Carolina specifically. I mean, how many community members did we see getting out there, bringing their trucks, you know, putting on their boots and getting out there and pulling people out of the mud, jumping into these rivers, saving these people? I mean, it's amazing. But as far as, you know, me, I'm just kind of reporting on all these people. But I've been involved in news for a long time. My family has a news business, and I've been kind of working with them for, you know, in and out through college and when I was in high school. And I had my son and kind of backed out for a while. And then at the beginning of this year, I thought, I need to be a part of this again. I need to help spread the information. And I'll get to that in a second. But, and I was supposed to start on a Monday and start, I decided I was going to start posting videos on a Monday, go through all the articles. And then the assassination attempt happened on a Saturday, that right before. And that was when I started. So I started posting videos about five months ago. Gosh, how long has it been? But I've made about 550 videos at this point, but I do them in a very specific way on Meta and here. I have to be cautious about the words that I use. They don't allow certain words, phrases, voices, faces to be present for people to see. And I believe that there's algorithms that are designed to search for those things and then weed them and then remove them. I do also think that, you know, some people are monitoring, but ultimately I do believe it's the algorithm that chooses, because certain things will just be instantly removed. So the way I report content is in a way that I hope bypasses that. And judging by the fact that I've only had two removals in 550 videos on these platforms reporting what I'm reporting on, I think I'm successful. You know, using, like, I've learned the trigger words. Like, I have to do certain words, you know, written in a way that the computer can't, you know, the algorithm can't see it. Like, I can't say this guy's name, so I, you know, do that. So little tricks like that, you know, I'll do.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Instagram doesn't work out for you, you could always be writing ransom notes, because I'm sitting here looking
at Instagram. I considered that with the magazine cutouts.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's kind of my niche right now. And I'm trying to break out and, you know, get into, I don't know if YouTube is looking for, I know that's their enemy and a competitor, but I'm trying to break into that and Rumble and things like that, where I don't have to change the words that I'm using to communicate, which is a lot of time and effort, but totally worth it, because these people that are on these specific platforms, those are the people we need to reach the most. Because the people that are already on Rumble, the people that are already on that platform, they, and on Truth, they all know, oh, we need to go to these other places to find more evidence. We need to go there to find more truth, because these other platforms, they block information. So my goal is to share that, the information that they're blocking on the platforms that are blocking it the most. So that's kind of what I've been doing. And, yeah, I've been really, really enjoying it. People, thankfully, are, you know, it's funny because they'll comment on my videos and say, why is no one reporting this? And I'll be like, a lot of people are reporting this. It's just you're not seeing it here, because here is significantly filtering it out.
I got to give it to you in terms of originality, because I got to be honest. I mean, it never did occur to me to go about it doing. You're in the lion's den. And you're basically outfoxing what these folks are able to do just by doing that. And because of it, you're able to hit an audience that I'll never be able to hit. In fact, I tried to put that interview with Dr. Will the other day, and I had no idea. And by the way, folks, I've had the benefit of being able to talk to Ariana over the last few days, and she was pretty instrumental in last night in how I should go about. Michelle and I were driving around, had to do a bunch of errands, and she basically told me the do's and don'ts and what I should. I didn't get all of it right. I didn't remember all of it. Because when you're speaking extemporaneously, you know, you're going to miss a few things. But honestly, because I saw how her tactics work on a place like Instagram, I was like, okay, this is a pretty good person to help me advise me on how things. So maybe that's why that video stayed up last night, because I kind of knew what to avoid. But I got to give it to you, because I don't know that a whole lot of people are taking stories that would never see the light of day. And I'm like, well, how is she getting away with this? Because when John from SOE, Special Operations Equipment YouTube channel, I didn't even know you were trying to reach out to me. I put out that video from Dr. Will, and because of you, I found out that I can't even see my own YouTube. To this day, I still can't even see Instagram. I can see everybody else on Instagram, but I can't see my own stuff. And I had no idea. I called you up as I was driving around. And I texted you. I said, you ain't going to believe this. I know it sounds crazy. I'm thinking, because we don't really know each other that well, I'm thinking she's going to think I'm crazy, but I'm just going to tell her anyway. I'm like, hey, this might sound crazy, but I can see everybody else's stuff, but I can't see mine. And you told me the reasons why.
Yeah. For those of you watching, the craziest, I mean, the fact that you and I are doing this right now is just amazing. It's the universe working to just... gets together. What happened was, and this is just amazing. So as I said, I've only been blocked twice on Meta in my 500 and I don't know, 50 videos that I've made in the last four-ish months. First time was when I announced my solution to, oh gosh, see, this is not a word I normally say on Meta. I think YouTube should be fine. My solution to censorship, because I found a way to stop it. And I shared a video about it. And I did it in a censored way, and they disabled my account. They permanently disabled my account, and I appealed, and they had to get all my personal info, which I really wanted to avoid, but you know what? I'm like, they already have it, whatever. So I gave it to them. I got my account back, and I was safe for a month until I saw your video, which talked about how Will found radiation levels. What was the phrasing?
That rivals Chernobyl.
Rivals Chernobyl.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a radiation nerd. And when I heard that, because I know all about what happens when you've got radiation in an area and it's a ticking time bomb. And I wanted to know more information. And he looked like an environmental analyst to me. And I've hired soil testers before. I've had my property tested. And so I thought, man, he might actually be the real deal. I want to know more. So I messaged you on Instagram. And the response on Instagram was, I'm sorry, this person does not accept messages from people they don't know. And I've seen messages sort of similar to that, but never that. And I thought, oh my gosh, is Instagram messing with him? So I commented on your video and I said, hey, I'm looking for more information on this. Would you mind sending me a message? Maybe we could do an interview. And the second I hit submit, my account was permanently disabled. And I had to go through an appeal process to get it back. Thankfully, I did the next day because they think I'm a squeaky clean account. They have no idea what I'm doing. And then I have two accounts. Every single video I post on Instagram, I do it from my account and the company's account, which is Your News Media, yournews.com, which is, you know, I love the company. My mother runs it with Sam Anthony, and they've got all the best articles and videos and citizen journalists, which I'm one of those citizen journalists. But so I always collaborate. It's called collaborating on there. So they put my account back, but with restriction to not comment until December. So it was like 1 week without comments. And the way that I grow, I mean, I have 20-ish videos over a million views. I have countless over several hundred thousand views. And I know now the way to get views is to engage with your users. And I genuinely enjoy doing that. I want to talk to people. I want to learn more. So I'm notorious for responding to almost every comment on all my videos. And so I can't get to all of them because, you know, some of those videos, I mean, like 20 million views, there's like 100,000 comments. I can't get to all those, but I try. And Instagram knows that. They know that if you can't comment, you're going to get no views. So they limited me. Now I have a way around that. I use the Your News account and I respond to comments that way. Well, someone talked about North Carolina in the comment section, said, look, I live here. I've actually had symptoms and what you're saying is absolutely true. I responded from the Your News account. I said, hey, I'd really like some more information. Would you mind shooting me a message? When I hit enter, that account was permanently disabled.
Wow.
And I had to get that one back. Thankfully, after an appeal for 24 hours, they let it back on and I was able to comment. I'm sorry, I wasn't able to comment for a week. So I had two accounts I wasn't able to comment from. I set up three new accounts using a VPN to use another IP address. I set up multiple new email addresses and set up these new accounts. And if I contacted anyone who I believe the platform is flagging as someone spreading information about North Carolina as like a local, if someone contacts them with maybe the words like, can I message you? Can we talk? The accounts get shut down because my accounts that I set up, the brand new fresh ones, the second I reached out to someone, those accounts got immediately closed and never reinstated. Never reinstated. So when your buddy reached out to you, he messaged me. He said, hey, I know this guy. I'll send him your video. And thankfully, you got my message. And you told me that you couldn't see anything on your Instagram account. So now I know why you weren't able to see my message, because they pretty much blocked you from just your devices, but not somebody else's.
Right, because my wife can absolutely access everything, but I can't. So They targeted me specifically and my devices, which ought to scare the crap out of everybody out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard people have reached out to me telling me that that's pretty regularly done in Europe. There are people saying like, hey, I can't log into my accounts on my phone and my tablet in London or whatever. But if I go to like a library computer and log into my account, I can see it. So wow. For you, you're only on your specific devices. You can't see. It's all, you said it's black, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I can't see any of my own stuff.
It's black. But if you borrow your wife's phone login, you can see it all. So that sounds like an IP block, which is why I was saying we got to talk about the VPN thing. So.
Yeah, so you got me tightened up on a lot of that stuff, none of which I understand. I mean, you want to know about microbes? I'm the guy to talk to. But when you're talking about a VPN, that sounds like a venereal disease. I don't know what that means. I mean, my wife says, when you said that in the truck, I had you on speaker. I look over at her. She says, I got it. You know, I'm like, a VPN, man, I don't know what that is. I don't want to know. At the end of the day, as long as she knows, because she handles all the tech stuff around here. Look, I mean, I'm just a farmer and apparently now a freaking reporter, which I never intended to be. Ariana, let's go back to you. I mean, I'm glad you shined. I mean, the good Lord put so many people as of late in my path. I mean, you know, when I didn't know how to do this, bam, this person shot through my life. And then when I didn't know how to do something else, and then somebody else. And then next thing I know, I hear from John from SOE saying, like you said, he gets a hold of me. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what's going on here. And then he's just thinking, because John knows how stupid I am when it comes to.
You're not stupid.
No, I'm like the Forrest Gump of iPhones. Trust me. I'm about as dumb as they get when it comes to this stuff. If you doubt me, Michelle, go ahead and respond in the chat just how much of a moron I am when it comes to some of this stuff. But anyway,
it's understandable. I didn't know what a VPN was, honestly, until I needed one a few weeks ago. It's essentially a proxy. So you can just click it on your computer, and then all of a sudden, all the websites don't actually know where you're coming from anymore.
No, you got a cold. I ain't about to catch a VPN. Hey, and by the way, speaking of chats out there, I want to give a hat tip and a big, massive thanks to Renewed Homestead. Hey, anybody out there checking them out, please subscribe over there. They do fantastic work, selfless people, and they're handling the monitoring out there. So if I understand it, remember, Denise is handling this right now. So folks, in a nutshell, if you get in there, you get stupid, don't start no SH and there won't be no IT. She'll handle that for you. And I don't mean internet technology. So there's something I understand. Yeah, so she's basically kicking all the bullies out of there. Let's go back to you. Thanks so much for getting me squared away. And if you got any questions going this way, because I know we were just pretty much going to have a discussion, but honestly, as I go down, John sent me your information and he sent the link and I was able to watch it. And I was like, man, that's cool. She gave me a shout out. I mean, you didn't say me specifically, which is wise because you didn't know me from Adam. But you did cover the story. And then since that time, you put a lot of light through your audience on the work that we're trying to do over here. And I can't thank you enough for that. But, you know, as you have very engaging content in terms of you're able to drop a tactical nuke of information in such a way where it's very concise. It's very, very elegant how you do it. And then when you're sticking up the pieces of paper, I'm kind of slow. I'm like, what did you write on there? Okay, let me back
up. I know. I struggle with that because I want people to know what I'm saying. I need to work on that. I need to figure out a way to like people.
Yeah, but what I love is you're covering this stuff that's important. Like, I mean, you know, as I was going through, you were talking about like, I mean, I would have never guessed you would be talking about stuff like this, but it made sense. And it's a big deal. Like the thing with testosterone in men.
Oh, yeah.
You know, nobody wants to, I mean, unless you listen to somebody like Mike Adams and a few of the other health podcasts out there, I mean, you cover it from what's going on in Western North Carolina, the cover-up happening, to things like that that are a big flipping deal that nobody in the mainstream prostitute media wants to cover.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I just reported on that today. I mean, my gosh, a 22-year-old today having less testosterone than a 70-year-old from 1985? What the heck is happening here? I'm an anthropologist. I went to school for anthropology. And so we focus on, you know, human evolution and genetics and DNA and all that. There is something significantly wrong with our environment to cause that kind of mutation. It's either happening in the womb. I'm sorry, I'm getting off track.
No, that's exactly the track. I mean, I was curious about that because I'm like, okay, is it... I mean, half these kids are straight up addicted to pornography. I mean, I saw a stat that said half these pastors running these, these pulpits, half of them are hooked up on pornography. I mean, I'm sure these kids are in mom's basement beating that thing like it owes them money. And then maybe they're wind up, you know, screwed up on the back end. I don't know what's going on, but yeah, I guess I should have put that in different terms. But the point being is that there's clearly something going on. And I wonder if it doesn't have something to do with these kids being hooked on pornography and maybe it's screwing them up or, you know, it's in the drugs. I mean, who even knows? Or maybe it's all of the above. I don't know.
Well, I was looking at the timesheet of like, you know, the drop when it dropped and it was raising up on the chart. And I was talking to my mother about this. Because we were like, okay, do we want to look at the year 2000? Because that's when it dropped. Or do we want to look at, because you have to consider a whole bunch of things, right? You have to consider, it likely wasn't, I mean, this is just my opinion, likely wasn't an environmental contamination of the year 2000. It was probably, you need to look at the age groups of people who were tested and then go back from that to see when they were born. See what the vac schedule was at the time. It's so weird for me speaking freely on camera because I don't want to screw your channel over. I don't know what words you typically say.
No, go ahead. You just, just don't say anything that begins with chlorine. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So it's funny you mentioned that because I was looking at the test results. Icarus. So you got to look at when they were born, what were the circumstances of when they were an infant? But then you also got to look at the circumstances of when the mother was pregnant. What medications were being pushed at the time? What were the environmental circumstances of the mothers at the time? But then you also have to look at the grandparents because the egg is every single one of us were in our grandmother's stomach. So who knows? And not stomach, you know what I mean? But it... So it's hard to see. Something massive changed at one point in time. I don't know. I think it's more of a genetic manipulation, but it also could be influenced by, you know, just major amounts of endocrine disruptors, the plastics. I mean, I was just looking it up today. Polyester became the number one fabric as of the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big shift.
Yeah.
Index.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's no accident. I mean, all of these things that seem like advances, well, they really just take us backwards. You know, and then, you know, you cover a wide variety of things here, but honestly, I think they are things, I mean, I think it's well, forgive the pun, but I think it's very masterful in terms of how you're able to communicate these stories in a platform that ordinarily would never let you get away with it. Yeah. And you're hitting an audience because you're considerably younger that, I mean, I thought you were much younger than you are. I mean, you're Thank hitting you. Basically a lot of teens and 20s and stuff are probably going to be looking at your content thinking, okay, I can relate to this person. That's Maybe true. I might want to check this stuff out.
You know? I hope so. You know, yeah, it's funny because some people think I still live with my parents. I love that. I'm in my 30s and I just love that people think I'm a seat. In person, I don't think I would trick anybody, but you know, with my lighting and, you know, the lower resolution camera, you know, I can get away with it. But yeah, so honestly, yes, it's seemingly a wide variety of subjects, and I'm sure you would agree with me and you already understand this, but I think it's all connected. You know, I do think that all the environmental circumstances, you know, they stem from a very similar cause and they're all resulting in a very similar consequence. And, you know, I want to cover every facet I possibly can. Also, you know, a lot of these articles, you know, my mother writes a lot of these things. Like she'll find things that are happening. She'll write an article on it. And I'll be like, oh man, let me check this out. Cause she's got her sources, you know, there's studies that are released and she'll, you know, put together something on a study that's been recent, you know, came out, peer reviewed study on like the results of like the 2021. And I'll be like, oh, I want to check that out. Let me report on that. But Your News has a lot of original articles, which is great. But you know, we also have, I also cover third party stuff. Like I'm not exclusive to just Your News, although most of my stuff comes from it. Cause I think they're the best source for information,
okay,
but cool. I'll cover anything. And you know, whatever I think is necessary for people to know, I try to cover that. I'm not really interested. You don't come to me if you want to know what Taylor Swift is doing or Beyonce oh my gosh.
That's why you got my attention. I'll be honest with you. That's exactly why you got my attention. When John sent your video to me, I'm like, what? Man, this little 20-something, man, what does she know about this kind of stuff? But, man, I think it's pretty awesome. She's covering it. Okay, cool. I better reach out to her. Because honestly, anybody watching your videos would, I'm guessing. I mean, I don't know this stuff, but I'm guessing that you're going to be speaking to a younger audience, which is, I can't even tell you how awesome that is in that if those are the people you're reaching, because honestly, I'm considerably older and maybe I don't know that I'm reaching I almost bet a Buffalo nickel. I'm not reaching the same people you are, but you're able to package it in a way where A, you get away with it. And for the most part, minus two different occasions, and I might've had something to do with that. And then honestly, you're hitting a demographic where by and large, they couldn't care less. I mean, most of my generation couldn't care less. I mean, I struggled just trying to get them to understand it. So kudos to you. Somebody's asking real quick before we move on. For the people that are just getting in, can you tell everybody where they can find you? I mean, is it just on Instagram?
No.
Because one of them saying, Billy, can you out her channel in chat?
Yeah. I'm here. I just commented with my YouTube channel. I had posted many videos on this channel. The one that I just commented from, I took all those videos down because they were actually very family related. And now that I'm in the political sphere, I want to keep my family more private. But I absolutely, as of today, I'm going to start, or whenever you send me this video, I'm going to start posting my own podcast on here because I've got several other interviews that I'm doing. I'm doing an interview. Oh my gosh, I could talk to you about this. But a lead detective in Arizona who's got so many teachers. Do you know how like they do catch a predator?
Yeah.
Well, this guy's doing catch a teacher.
What?
Who's a predator. A predator teacher. And they have like 1,000 of them that they're chatting with that they're, yeah. And I can say this because most of these people have been caught. but yeah, they're trying to create a national database for teachers. Anyway, it's a whole subject. Huge, huge deal because people just trust the school system. They think that teachers are background checked. Let me tell you, they're actually not background checked. Not the way you think. These background checks miss a lot of really serious problems. So that's one show. I spoke to Tim Kennedy. He was the first guy I talked to. And guess what happened? I filmed it. I got him to agree to this thing. I was so excited. And at the end of the video, somehow, even though I had recorded everything from numerous platforms, all my videos poofed into oblivion. I paid a lot of money to have someone look for that video on my computer and my hard drive, and it just poofed. So I have no evidence that that even happened. We still talk, so hopefully I'll convince him to do another interview because he's doing a really great thing with homeschool. He has this Apogee program for kids all over the country. And anyway, but yeah, you guys can find me there, YouTube, Ariana Masters. It's just like the way my name says it. On Instagram, on X, it's got two M's in the middle. So Ariana M Masters on X. Rumble, I think it's just Ariana Masters, and I'm going to start posting my videos on there too. And of course, Your News Media, it's got yournews_com on X. It's like that because when we started our Your News page back when it was Twitter. I'm sorry, before X. And back then they banned us. So when I went to go reopen it, it wouldn't let me, and all the usernames were taken. So it's yournews_com on X, Your News Media on Instagram, or on Truth Social. So you can find us on all the things. But I post like 3 times a day, so you will definitely get a lot of stuff.
Yeah, wow. You put 500 videos out in that period of time. You definitely get it done. Yeah, so I'd love to see that stack of papers you got from all these videos you do with these ransom notes on there. But honestly, you don't want to even see the stuff I'd put together. So, how do you decide what you want to cover? Because you're not covering, like you said, you're not covering Beyonce, Taylor Swift, or Brad Pitt or any of that stuff. It's cool you cover somebody like Tim Kennedy. And by the way, next time you talk to him, tell him he owes me money. I bet on him in his last fight, so it didn't work out my way.
I can text him right now, but I am not going to make him mad at me.
No, I'm not going to make him mad at me either. But hey, tell him Pat Miletich is my homeboy, so maybe I can set up. No, I'm not going to set up any fights here. But
what is all the thumbs up thing? Are you seeing that? Am I?
Yeah,
that?
That's yeah. Whenever you make a certain, it's part of the AI that they have on here, and yeah, if you put your thumbs up or you do some of this stuff, if you do like certain hand symbols, this, there you go. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's so cool.
Yeah. So yeah, my grandbaby, when I'm, you know, chatting with her, yeah, she used to love that sort of thing, but yeah. So, if you do weird hand symbols, weird things are going to pop up.
Gotcha.
So what's your inspiration as far as finding what it is you're going to talk about for the day? Are you going through the news and thinking, okay, how do I package this for a younger audience? Or what's your inspiration? How do you figure out what is newsworthy?
Okay, so, and this is for anyone who wants to do this, because I think we need more people out there. There's so much content on a daily basis that I see that I want to cover that I can't. There's not enough time in the day, but I see probably like 15 things I want to get out to people, and I just can't. But I mean, I do just in video form. I can only get out like 3 on the Your News X page. We share like 1 million articles a day that you guys can look at. But this is exactly what I do. Number one, I go to, and this is not, I'm not, what's the word? This is not like an ad. I'm not told to do this. I don't, I don't benefit from doing this. I'm just telling you the truth. I go to yournews.com and I check the front page and I'm like, okay, what are we doing here? Oh, okay, that's going on. If I see like a few headlines that I'm like, that is so important, I need to cover that immediately. And then the next thing I'll do is I'll go to X. I'll go to the top and, you know, I'll see anything that pops out that's important, like any videos. It's really good to see any videos that come out. You know, I don't think any platform is totally free of filtering. You know, that's the word I use instead of censoring on Meta, so I'm used to it. Censoring. I do think there might be some infiltrators in there. I've heard of a lot of people getting their accounts closed. My account got closed when I shared the Olympics opening ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
Got that closed us permanently. Never got that back. Had to reopen it. So there's something, you know, going on in every platform. But X definitely has the most that I can find, you know, from a wide variety of people. Truth Social, of course, I don't think there's any censorship on there. But you're finding a very, very small amount of information because it's a niche in there. I think, sorry, Trump, I love you, but it's an important niche. You know, it's a niche group, on X. Yeah. So I scroll X, I scroll your news. yeah, to do that, but that's pretty much what I do. Sorry. I was just looking at my notes on the test results. I want to make sure I don't.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, it sounds like you got something you want to get out there, kid.
Oh, well, yeah, honestly, the biggest news, the fact that you guys released the test results from North Carolina yesterday in the way that you did, number one, I think it was a really good idea that you had so many people there and they're all sharing. And I think that was kind of like a preliminary release because you guys obviously didn't release the physical copies, but you have them. And I'm putting together an article for sure. And as you said, you know, we can put the test results in the article. Like, you guys will be able to read them yourselves. Of course, they'll be redacted, so you know, personal information taken out. But being able to see exact locations, exact quantities. And I'll tell you right now, I went through the heavy metals that... Who was the person that shared the heavy metal? Bear, right?
Bear, yep.
Yes. Now,
well, we all did to a certain extent or another, but Bear was the first one that shot off, yep.
Yes, and you sent me his report.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the two most concerning results in that specific report were the arsenic, but really the barium levels. Those barium levels, okay. Arsenic, 26.9 milligrams per liter, right? And wait, am I saying that right? Mg, milligram per liter?
Yeah, something like that.
And then barium was 3,020 parts per million. Now, to put that into perspective, the standards for safe levels of these things in this country, in my opinion, are far above what's actually safe for human health. So they're already, the safety limits, I think, are way too lenient. But despite how lenient they are, the arsenic level found in North Carolina was 827 times higher than the safe limit allowed. And the barium was 17,000 times the limit for safe levels for people to be exposed to. At these levels, you're going to be, I mean, I'm no scientist. I mean, I'm an anthropologist. Does that count?
No,
does it that makes count it, scientist? I don't
actually,
know.
Actually, I'll trust a citizen scientist any day over anybody with a PhD. Yeah.
Well, you know, I also spoke to ChatGPT about this because I wanted to be like, is my assumption accurate here? And it said, yes. At these significant levels, you will be exposed. There's a great chance of being exposed through dust inhalation, skin contact, absorption through wet soil, and these roots will cause symptoms, gastrointestinal issues, headaches, and the long-term effects are going to be more neurological and organ failure. Lead and cadmium are also significantly high. In my personal opinion, I think lead and cadmium are unfortunately often quite high in areas that go untested for a long time. However, the barium is the scary part about barium is, for those of you who don't know, in areas where you would find 17,000 times higher than safety levels, you're talking like nuclear waste. You're talking crazy possible agricultural runoff. You're talking chemical spill. You're talking like mass severe environmental poisoning of some sort that is unnatural. There is no excuse for levels that high. And by the way, for those of you who are wondering, you know, yes, we all know barium also falls from the sky, but this level, I don't think that I personally don't think it's, I've tested rainwater and soil. I don't think it's possible for that to be the cause of this high level. What would you say about the barium specifically?
Yeah, it's funny you ask, because I actually spoke to Dane Wigington from geoengineeringwatch.org. Had him on the show. He's a friend of mine. And Dane said practically what you said there. He says, there is no way on earth they sprayed that much. I mean, just like Thor at the door just said, yeah, they're doing there's barium, aluminum, you know, strontium, all those things that they drop from the clouds and everything. And in this particular storm, who even knows what they dropped? But he said at these levels, there is no way on earth.
Yeah,
this didn't come from a ground source that was upstream or whatever. And let me tell you this real quick, Ariana.
Yeah.
Where those tests were taken, I mean, this didn't get said there. This is the problem when you do a show like this, because we're trying to hurry up and just get the information out before they pull the feed on us. This was one of the least affected places. Yeah. That's what we didn't even fail to tell, because I had a guy at my house that came by with my son where these tests were taken. The ones you're holding in your hand right now, of all the places that were affected over there, this was one of the ones that wasn't as bad.
And so, this was, can you say at this point, generally what area this was in?
We'll just say up near Unicoi, around, Unicoi, Tennessee. We'll just say somewhere around there. I don't know that I can give precise locations for that one in particular. But this is one of the places where if you talk to the guys that were boots on the ground, that were like my son and his partner, not his partner, I better not say that, but his road dog, they were basically doing some of the recovery work out there. They were saying of all the places you could have tested, this was one of the ones that was least affected.
Yes.
And that failed to come out in one of the, I should have said that last night, but it just, you just can't get it all out.
No, I understand. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm going to try to do with my article. I really want to get it all in there. Okay. Now, the issue, the implications of just the metals in the soil, you know, and I asked ChatGPT, I'm like, hey, I noticed the water samples were clear in these areas. And it said, the metals found in the soil may very likely leach into the groundwater or be absorbed through the surface water over the next coming months, because that can take time. It's saying this means anyone in North Carolina, anyone in these affected areas, I'm pretty sure around Marshall, that's what I've been reading. If you have a well, you need to not use that well water. You need to test it. Not only do you need to test it now, you need to test it probably at least once a month. I would test it once a month and make sure that it's safe, because that seems to be one of the highest risks for contamination are these wells. And I know a lot of people out there have wells. So please test your water. Take it seriously. You know, we're talking about these test results and, they're very interesting. They're actually extremely tragic. The radiation levels that I don't have the physical copy of yet, but I do look forward to reading it. Yeah, it only takes, I don't want to scare anybody, but you know, exposure is serious. Mutations are serious. What you come into contact, you know, as a young 15-year-old can affect your child when you get pregnant, you know, in your mid-20s. Like, you want to take this seriously. You want to check your environment. You want to check your well water. And another thing, the hydrogen sulfide gas, you know, those levels are high. The decaying organic plant matter and animal life. I'm sure you saw this, but do you remember those videos that were being wiped from the internet about the smell?
I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure we had much of an internet for a while there. I don't recall seeing these, but I've heard other people talk about them.
Yeah. So there were videos, and I haven't seen them in a while, but there were many videos where people were saying the smell smells like death. It smells like death. It's coming from the mountains. There's dead. Gosh, if I say the quote, I don't want to get pinged on your channel, but dead things floating down the river. And but the smell was something I took note of, and I was trying to find more information about that. But it was likely the hydrogen sulfide gas. And what people don't realize is, yes, it stinks, but it's actually highly toxic. In high concentrations, it can cause nausea, dizziness, headaches, respiratory distress. But in severe exposure, it will kill you. That, you know, that could have killed people. And we don't know how many people are even passed away. We have no idea, because nobody's exposing that information. And you know, so many reports of dogs, you know, these search and rescue dogs. People reach out to me regularly. People comment things. People try to reach out to me with this, you know, information like this all the time. They get a little sketchy when I'm like, hey, you want to talk over the phone? Because they're like, I don't want to be involved anymore. Because they're scared. But a lot of these people, in bits and pieces, I've been able to figure out that definitely dogs, many dogs have died. The search and rescue dogs in certain areas have died. And you know, from what we were talking about with the dust, the toxic dust, you know, dogs get that on their paws. They lick their paws. They're also putting their nose in everything. And the lower body mass you have, the more likely you are to be more quickly affected by these metals. And, you know, I can't imagine what search cats would have resulted in. My gosh, they probably would have been gone on day one. But, yeah, I mean, that's a stupid.
Well, nobody's seen a fish around here since all this happened.
Yeah, and that doesn't surprise me. So, you know, with metals, it's a pretty predictable thing with body mass. So the smaller the animal, they're kind of like they're the canaries in the coal mine. So, you know, and the boots melting, there's lots of random reports of that. And let me tell you something. When this all started and we were getting, I was getting contacted by people saying, I'm seeing people wearing hazmat suits. Why am I seeing people wearing hazmat suits? I've had, and again, I post a lot of videos. So these people commenting that specific phrase, there's no way they knew each other. And they were apparently in different areas. And I heard, so random people telling me, people are wearing hazmat suits. And one person answered my question. I said, where was this? He said, in Marshall. I asked, for which Marshall? Because I looked it up, there's like a Marshall town and a Marshall county, and they're about 45 minutes apart or something like that. I Google mapped it. I could be totally wrong on the distance, but they're near each other somewhat. He didn't respond ever, not that I saw. So I called every single fire department and police station in both areas, in Marshall town and Marshall county. Nobody could corroborate the story on the hazmat suit except for one. One said, yeah, they're wearing suits. I said, why? He said, because there's a lot of mud in the area. And I said, well, why are you wearing a hazmat suit though? He said, well, you know, it's just a very messy area. There might have been some chemicals in the area. I said, well, hold on. Are people walking around without suits on? Is it safe for just an ordinary civilian to be around? He said, yeah, civilians are walking around without suits. I said, okay, what kind of chemical was this? He's like, well, you know, we don't know for sure exactly. And I said, well, how widespread is the chemical exposure? And he said, a very small, small area. I said, okay, can you tell me any more information about this? He's like, no, I don't really know anything else. I'm like, do you know anyone else I could speak to? He said, no, they're all out in the field. It's like, okay. So I couldn't really get much out of him. I believe that he genuinely thought that what he was saying was legitimate. And, you know, he probably was just going off of whatever people were telling him. But I did get a person at a fire department to tell me, yes, in Marshall, and it was Marshall, it ended up being Marshall County that this one firehouse said that. And I do wonder what happened with that. A lot of different commenters stated they saw, like you mentioned, the helicopters going back and forth along the river. And a lot of people talking about the respiratory issues and the nose burning sensation that Dr. Will stated he had experienced during testing.
Well, more and more of this stuff is coming out. You know, when Bear tells me that, hey, and he had actually reported this on his own channel, that these sniffer helicopters, I don't know that he knew at the time, maybe he did, what they were, that they were just up there. They didn't have anything. Look, in the military, if you're taking material in or out by helicopter, it is highly inefficient to stuff it inside the helicopter. So 9 times out of 10, we do what we call sling loading, meaning that it's hanging from the bottom of the frickin' helicopter. You take it where it's going, you unsling it, and then you go back and go get another one. It's a very efficient way of moving things around by helicopter. Well, all of us were noticing these helicopters, there were no sling loads. There was nothing sling to the bottom of them. So it just made no sense. I'm seeing Chinooks, Hueys. I'm seeing everything in the world flying around, Michelle and I, but somehow or another, I kept saying, why is nothing sling loaded on these helicopters in any direction? They were flying directly over my house. And then, you know, as time goes by, you're able to collate some of these stories and put more of them together. Bear, he came off the couch. Like I said, last night he had a sick wife and a sick baby, but he jumped off the couch.
Yeah.
To come back in there and to corroborate what we've. And then since that time, did I send you that text of what the fireman sent to Dr. Will today?
No.
Make sure I send that to you, because now I probably should have sent it to you before I started this interview, because it's on my phone right now. No. They just sent me 2 IBC totes. A guy was out coon hunting. Why he was doing that after all this, I do not know. Found a barrel with some writing on it. You're the sleuth, so I'm going to have to send you this stuff and see if you can get to the bottom of it. There's 2 330-gallon totes of acid, and it's right there on the doggone things. And there's a barrel, and the writing is difficult to read. I mean, where it came from, who even knows? But the bottom line is that as we have more and more things unfold, we're finding out that everything we're told officially is a manufactured lie. And that's what Denise, I think, wrote from Renewed Homestead. She was asking, like, how are you able, and I'm going to paraphrase it, I'm probably not going to get it right, but if I remember right, the question to you, Ariana, was, you know, how do you run with these media stories when everything we're told from these prostitute media are manufactured lies? How do you know what's legit and what isn't?
Oh, I don't. Nobody does. Yeah. I mean, I don't trust, don't trust obviously anything I say or anyone really says. You always got to check for yourself. I just like any of you, when you read a story, you know, there's certain things where you'll be like, huh, that seems a little off, or huh, that seems a little too good to be true. Let me look into that and see what's going on. You know, you just do your best. I do my best. I never share information that, you know, is clickbaity. I share information that I think people need to know. And, you know, I try to do it in a way where I'm not stating it as fact, but something to look into. You know, no one's perfect, but yeah, I just try my best. That's pretty much the answer to that. And I go with my gut. You know, I trust my gut. I think, man, this computer really thinks I'm giving everyone a thumbs up every 2 seconds. But, you know, everyone has a paradigm. as an anthropologist, I see things like that. You know, everyone's got their paradigm, and your paradigm is determined upon, you know, the environment in which you were raised, you know, your friends, your experiences. And all, my paradigm is basically don't trust corporate media, because typically whatever they're telling you is what not they, but the people above them want you to believe. And usually when I read things from corporate media, I'm doing it under that perspective of like, okay, well, they're writing this article or they're doing this report. Okay, so whatever response that would elicit, that is the response they're looking for from me. Why? Why is that? So I try to see things through that, but I also try to realize that not everything is a lie. There's a lot of information out there that doesn't harm the, as you say, powers that shouldn't be. That, you know, there's a lot of truth, a lot of lies. It's all so complex, but yeah, I try my best. I didn't really explain that very well.
No, I know I caught you flat-footed here, and it was kind of a loaded question because I struggle with the same thing at times where, you know, it's I generally, my wife and I, every day we, I don't know, I think throughout every single day, I'm not sure there's a day goes by where we're not saying, is there anything that's true anymore? Are we told anything that is absolutely true anymore? Which is, I guess, part of the aggravation I have regarding this whole thing regarding the testing results, how it seems like mainstream John Q. Citizen is going to demand I show my hand and my results, but you don't demand them from the people who are pathological liars, the people that have lied us into wars, the people that lie us into hating each other because of our religion or because of the color of our skin, the people who, through these Operation Mockingbird assets through the media, basically like marionette strings, you know, just got us dancing towards hatred towards one another. You don't have any questions for them. But me, and I've never knowingly lied to anybody in this platform, you're going to doubt my integrity regarding what I'm displaying here, even though I've never lied to you. But you're going to just without question believe these prostitutes and all these people telling you all is clear. I don't know how to compute that. I mean, I don't know how anybody could sit here and listen to what the information that was presented last night, completely doubt it, but then buy it full stop regarding anybody that comes out of the mainstream media. So anyway, like you, I mean, so many people out there are just having, I think it becomes more and more troublesome every day, just trying to figure out what is believable, who can I rely on? And then some of the people, you and I had a conversation earlier today where we were talking about who you trust in media, who you may not trust. And I gave you chapter and verse of why there are some people I don't trust. Mm-hmm. And it's not just because, hey, I don't like the way he looks or how the way she looks. Look, I'm going to govern my decision regarding how I feel about some of these people based on things I know to be facts. And just do the best you can.
You know how a culture finds, you know, community finds the truth? It's so simple. It's just freedom of speech, talking to each other, communicating, because, you know, the general consensus among a community tends to lean. I mean, obviously you can lead into some pretty crazy diabolical patterns, you know, with cults and things like that. But generally speaking, when it comes to finding the truth, especially with a news story, if enough people are communicating and sharing their ideas and like, okay, well, I have this piece of information or I have this piece of information, as long as we can all talk, we'll find the truth. And that is why the greatest threat to the deep state is freedom of speech. And I not any one person knows the truth all the time, but as long as we're all sharing pieces of it, we can all correct each other. And that's something I do like about X, is the community guidelines, that thing where community notes, where like, if you see something that isn't true, you can hit that button, like share a link and be like, well, actually this part isn't true. And then other people can add their 2 cents, and then you can get like a general consensus on whether or not it's legit or not. Even with, like, I don't know if you saw the post with Joe Biden where he's like, no one's above the law. And people shared, well, your son is, you are.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Rules for thee, but not for me. That's how it rolls. But you know, when you break this all down at the end of the day, I mean, I think right there, Thor the door said it all. Yeah, this was attributed to Bill Casey back in the day. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. And that came from the CIA director. I remember hearing the story about how he told Ronald Reagan this, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. But that's exactly the place where I think we find ourselves these days, where I think you can generally, for me, it works pretty darn well regarding just about every single thing in my life. If I do the polar opposite of what everybody else is doing, and judging by your reaction, I think you probably govern your life the same way.
To a fault, honestly. Sorry, I don't want to interrupt.
No, I was done with that thought. Drive on.
I see what you're thinking with that. Yeah. I mean, as a society, you tend to make generally good choices, you know, unless, of course, like I said, you can fall into pretty bad patterns and get really crazy. But I think in American society, generally, I think we've got a lot of things right. And you know, our lives are pretty darn great. And I'm so grateful to live in this specific culture. But there are things that, you know, I have this perspective on why these crazy things are happening in this world. And they're just theories. I don't really know why, but I do get the feeling that there is something larger than just our country, you know, that there's a focus on. I think there's this global, you know, initiative to kind of get us all under this one umbrella, which wouldn't be good because, you know, if you have rules for the entire planet, you can't go anywhere else and you can't find a different culture that you prefer, you know, and there's just no escape. And at least now there's choices all over the world. There's so many choices on how you can live your life. But I do think that initiative, that global initiative, is causing cultural shifts in different countries all over the world. And one of those cultural shifts that's occurring is probably a result of a general initiative to reduce the amount of people on this planet. And so there's a lot of health things going on and a lot of recommendations going on. And my family, we've typically gone in the opposite direction of whatever the status quo is with regard to like recommendations on diet, because we always thought that doesn't seem right. So when everyone was like, you know, pro dairy, pro meat, you know, in the early 90s, we were vegan. And then now we're not. And now everyone's going vegan. We stopped being vegan. And so, when you say you do the opposite, I was first thinking of that because I was raised vegan. I was vegan for 31 years of my life.
Sorry.
And then change, you know, now I eat. Well, I mean, I eat eggs and fish. I don't do anything else yet, but we'll see how that goes. But yeah, so I do, you know, you got to really pave your own path sometimes and do your own research. And not only that, but research the research, because a lot of the research is funded by really bad companies. And a lot of scientists just can't do research they want to do because they don't have the money to do it. Research costs a lot of money. People don't realize this. You don't just get a group of people together and test them. No, you need sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars, sometimes millions of dollars. And if you're not going to get funded to prove one way or the other that something is more effective, you're never going to prove it. And there's never going to be data on it. And So yeah, I'm sorry. I just went on a big tangent, but yeah, you want to definitely sometimes go against the grain if the grain is suspicious. So.
No, you make a pretty profound point there, because I tend to be the same way, where I'm contrarian to a fault sometimes. But as of late, I think, honestly, I've been batting 1,000, just doing the very opposite of what everybody else is doing. If other YouTube channels are doing a certain thing, I don't even have time to watch other YouTube channels by and large, but if they do a certain thing, I'm just going to do what I think is important, you know, at the end of the day. But yeah, generally, if I see everybody doing like this method actor thing where they do a thumbnail picture and they're like, where it looks like something out of a method actor Stanislavski thing from the 1930s.
Yeah.
You know, if I see everybody doing that, I'm just going to have something where I'm just standing there, you know, like whatever, you know, like, what do you want from me? You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
In every part of my life, I'm finding out the older I get, and you're right, you can do this to a fault, but generally, by and large, in every single area of my life, everything that everybody else is doing, for the most part, I do the polar opposite, and it's serving me well. But like you said, and I like your point about doing, as far as the research on the research, how many studies do we see regarding just about, in fact, coming full circle with this thing, you know, and what's going on in North Carolina, you know, the reason it was so difficult to find a reliable lab to do anything is because just about all of the labs out there doing the quote research are all working at the behest of big pharma or big, you name it, big ag. They're all working in the interest of the people that generally pay the bills there. So they're not going to work in the interest of you and me.
Yes. And in fact, another tip to people in North Carolina, if you want to test anything, it might be in your best interest to, as I think Rohit did this, right? He didn't say where he got the samples from. He like numbered them, so that the lab didn't know, oh, we're testing North Carolina stuff. Because these labs, I'm sorry, but they are biased. And they're also reached, the government officials, I believe, likely reach out to these labs and say, hey, if you get a result from this area, don't run it. Like, return it. I would hope they wouldn't say manipulate the data. I doubt they would do that. They probably just wouldn't give you the results you're asking for. They probably just decline it or say, oh, it's diluted, too diluted, or the container got infiltrated or whatever. People, you know, labs deny samples all the time. I've seen it happen. But if you want to test yourself, you know, test your well water, test your soil. I know there are, you can hire a risk assessor to come to your house and XRF your soil. Now, the XRF results aren't going to be as good as a lab result, but a tube-based XRF, not the radiological ones, I don't know if I'm saying that right, the radiation-based ones, but the tube-based XRFs, those can actually test like a ton of heavy metals. You can find, I paid Tamara Rubin. She's the world's leading expert in childhood lead poisoning prevention. She came to my house with her tube-based XRF, and she scanned my soil and was able to tell me how much arsenic, how much lead, how much cadmium, how much, I believe, barium, all that stuff was in my soil. So if you guys have the money and you can pay somebody, I think at the time, this was about 7 years ago, I probably paid about $300 for her to come and test everything. I don't think she offers that anymore, but this would be any risk assessor with a tube-based XRF in North Carolina. You can have them come out and scan your stuff if you really just can't afford the thousands of dollars for soil testing, because at least this might give you a pretty preliminary, vague result as to what's going on in your property. A lot of people don't know you can do that.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of different ways of going about this, or you can hire Dr. Will, or yeah, he's going to cost you a lot of money too. But at the end of the day, y'all, Speaking of costing a lot of money, this testing and all the stuff that we're doing over here is not cheap. So go check out our foundation. We'll have it in the show notes below. But, you know, I got to be honest, Ariane, you make me proud and you make me happy that you exist out there, because honestly, you did a fantastic job of helping to get the word out about what we were going to be dropping last night. And, you know, I thank you for the fantastic reporting that you're doing. But one more time, tell everybody where they can find you.
Yeah, Ariana Masters on Instagram. That's A-R-I-A-N-A-M-A-S-T-E-R-S, as you see. And on X, it's Ariana M Masters, two M's. I commented on here. I'll do it again. That's my YouTube page. I'll be posting on there and on Rumble. And then I also run all the Your News accounts. So yournews_com on X, Your News Media on Instagram, Your News Media, I believe, on YouTube. So I'm on all those. If you have a chance, before we go, you said you're planning on remediating soil in North Carolina. And if you wanted to talk about that, I'd love to hear about that. Or we can talk about it another time.
No, just briefly, over in another community not far from here, in fact, it was the one where Rohit was talking about last night where the nuclear problems existed. I'm going to have to go back and listen to that myself because he caught me off guard with that because I didn't even know those results. I knew the results coming from Dr. Will, but he just confirmed what Dr. Will had proven at that site. So the worst site that we have around here is where I've decided to go ahead and make it ground zero for the remediation efforts that we're going to do here. Now, people would have you believe that these are forever chemicals, and maybe they are. I choose not to believe that, and I think I'm going to prove it. So using biology, using compost extract, using nature, using extremophiles, using a combination of all the incredible dogs we can take to the hunt, it's going to be my mission that I'm hoping and praying that I'm going to do what some people would call impossible. We already have the test results in the beginning, and I'm going to make the commitment that in 6 months we can turn this around using means that do not require a pharmaceutical or chemical company. And we're going to do it using nature. Now, this is going to sound like an impossibility to a lot of people, and maybe it is. But all dreams must be implemented with heavy deeds. So that's exactly what I intend to do. So I got a spot out there at the place, the very place that Rohit, because I was there when he did the testing. I know where he got it. I'm going to take that place. I'm going to turn it around. And then we're going to go back and redo the testing. And we're going to find out. Hopefully we can do this and we'll retest it in the beginning of spring. I'm going to start this project this Sunday, and we're going to test it monthly, I hope. And then we're going to find out, we're going to go back, have Dr. Will do his thing all over again. And then we're going to have Rohit do his test all over again, because I am acutely aware of the spot that they did it. And we're going to find out if we did any good. And I'm going to bet a dollar to donuts, if they don't manage to start World War III between now and then, I think we're going to find out that we just created ground zero for restoration in this part of the country. And so if the methodology that all the dogs we're taking to the hunt, if they work, then this can be taught. It can be outsourced. I can teach this stuff. And we can basically clean up this whole area, which just happens to be polluted. And then we could take it everywhere else that needs it. So that's really the goal.
Are you planning on utilizing microbes specifically?
Yeah, so we've for the longest time on this channel, we've been teaching people how to make compost. And what a lot of people don't know is that when the Chernobyl disaster unfolded, there was a place, I believe it was called the Anastasia Farm. And to this day, it's the only place around Chernobyl to this day that does not, you cannot get a Geiger counter to go off over there. And the reason being is that if you make biocomplete compost, if you make really, really, really fantastic stuff, that it will actually eat up the radiation, which mainstream science tells you is an impossibility. Well, explain the Anastasia Farm, that to this day, a Geiger counter will not go off. So using their methods that they pioneered, believe it or not, right there in Russia, we're going to turn back around, take those same methods, but even apply even more powerful stuff to it all natural. You can drink this stuff. I could give you a cup of it. It'll look ugly. You could drink it, and it would probably improve your health. And that's exactly the dogs we're going to take to this hunt. And I'm telling the whole world about what I'm doing. I could fall flat on my face, but I feel about 95% confident if the people around there can follow my protocols and do what I tell them to do, if they can follow instructions, I really feel that we are going to be successful. Is my timeline a little bit ambitious? Possibly. But I think I'm going to go out there with the good Lord's help. I know that we're going to do some incredible things over here. And if this works, we can outsource these methods to every place that is affected. So that's really the goal.
Now, when you apply these microbes, it's similar to like spraying beneficial nematodes kind of thing?
Yeah. So what's going to be in there, if to be biocomplete compost, first of all, we're going to make an extract out of it, which basically means we're taking really, really awesome compost. And if it's really awesome compost, believe it or not, you didn't buy it in a store. It had to be made somewhere where they know what they're doing. So to be that biocomplete compost, it has to have the right numbers. At least it has to have at least 135 micrograms per gram of both fungi and bacteria. These are very low numbers. And then it has to have a certain number of protozoa, the nematodes.
Okay, so sorry to interrupt. So you're taking compost. So you're now John Kohler with Growing Your Greens. Do you ever watch him?
Mm-hmm.
So he says compost happens, right? So are you saying that you're going to create like really great compost, not add your own nematodes and microbes? You're going to let it naturally occur?
No, that's what we already, yeah, that's what we've been teaching for years now.
I'm so sorry. I'm new to you.
No. I know you know. I know this. That's exactly what we've been teaching folks how to do for years at this channel, is how to make biocomplete compost.
So you plan on applying that compost to the property, both on the top layer, but are you also going to go to sublayers?
Yeah, so it's mostly, this site mostly has a lot of sand out there, so it's basically going to infiltrate the soil quite well. It's basically, we're going to take this compost, we're going to put it in an aqueous solution, water, we'll filter it, extract all of the life out of that, and put it in a water or aqueous solution. Take that solution and just use garden sprinklers, sprinkle it over. I'm making this sound very, very simple, but we're basically extracting all the beneficial things out of that compost, putting it in an aqueous solution, combining a few other things with it, spraying it out there, and then knowing full well that if we do the right things, that the good Lord through nature will definitely fix this problem. And it's a tall task, but I think I'm up for it. I think I'm about ready for another adventure.
Yeah, for sure. Well, certain microbes, you know, I think you talked about it in your show last night that, you know, when they consume certain radiological material, they actually convert it into a neutral material, so it's no longer harmful. So I'm curious, is that specific species, like a specific type of microbe, or is that just really any you would find from compost?
Well, there's a bunch of different ways to go about it. In a nutshell, what will happen is there's going to be some specific thing. There will be, but we don't yet know what that is. So we're going to hit it with everything in the kitchen sink. And the thing that works well, the thing that will eat this up or tie it up, depending on how that works, whether it's in carbonic acids, whatever the case may be, we're going to have so much diversity. The only place, I've often said it before, and I've said it right here in this channel, the only place on earth where DEI actually works is in a compost pile. So we want as much diversity, equity, and inclusion right there in that pile. And through that, we're able to find the right microbes. If we just add as much diversity, especially in the area of the fungus department, that's where we really need the most help. So if we put out the right funguses, we do the right things, we inoculate it with the right things, we're going to find something that'll eat up or tie up a lot of these toxins. They're telling us this stuff doesn't happen, but I'm going to bet any amount of money that we can get it done. So hold on to your hat. Look, I got another story for you about 2 months from now.
Yeah, I want to talk to you more about it. Like, maybe I can have you on my on my podcast and we could talk about it. Because I'm also wondering, you know, this is something that you're surrounded by. Are you at all concerned for your own health?
Yeah, that's part of why in the beginning of this program, we kind of covered it last night. We were getting into it with Dr. Will, and it turned out to probably be a blessing in disguise, because if we talked about his healing protocols that basically chelate this junk out of you and even protect you from it even getting in you in the first place, by using his protocols, we're able to, you know, any long-term harm, hopefully. I'll put it this way. Somebody's got to do it. So what if not me, then who, you know? So anyway, this is, it's got to get done. So I feel confident enough that through the good Lord's protection, and I do everything for the glory of God. So if I'm doing this for his glory, if it's his will for me to succumb to this, then that'll be that. But I really believe that the good Lord's going to protect me through all this. And honestly, I think I've been surrounded and been given, I've had the opportunity of being around the right people that have the right tech and everything else that we need to get us through this. So yeah, I guess to a certain extent, I'm having certain volunteers drop like flies when they realize the gravity of these reports. But I got news for you. There's old folks. I was just down there at this site yesterday along with my wife. And I'm telling you what, I've seen old folks that are out there living in single wide campers. It is flipping freezing tonight. It's going to be 13 degrees, okay? And these people are living in a toxic dump right now. And they're running out of propane as soon as they put them in there in this kind of weather. And these are very, very elderly people. I'm seeing little kids running around there. And they got nowhere else to go. So here I am, you know, I don't live on that site. I live, you know, maybe 10 miles away. I'm relatively safe and I'm, you know, everything's fine in my world. So yeah, I guess the question is, why on earth would you put yourself in harm's way? Well, my name is William. William means protector, or it means Wilhelm, you know, Wilhelm it, will protect. And I feel it my duty, you know, regardless of what, of how things go down, I consider it my duty to stand up for the people that can't stand up for themselves. And if at the end of the day, you know, if I'm not meant to get through the other side of this, then so be it. But nobody's ever going to say, people are going to call me a lot of things, but lazy and a coward ain't one of them.
Well, you're one of the heroes that I referred to at the beginning of this. You are.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that, but I'm definitely passionate, and I'm definitely pissed off.
Well, heroes never define themselves as such, but you are one. You're choosing to put yourself in harm's way to find out information that's being heavily blocked from the people who live there. And I thank you for that, because we really need it. The people there really need it. And I look forward to getting the information that you're going to be sending me soon and putting together an article. And I really hope that other news companies pick it up and report on it. At least, you know, at least alternative, you know, articles, publishers. Yes, let's see where this goes. I'm really hopeful. I think the people are going to get the information that they need and hopefully get the protection that they need. You know, some of these areas are just not habitable. It's too dangerous.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a real joy to have you on here. It's been a real joy to get to know you. And it's been a real blessing to get your sound advice regarding how to navigate some of these crazy waters in these in YouTube and all this other stuff.
Oh yeah.
It's been a real joy to have you. I want to thank everybody in the chat tonight. And once again, want to give a hat tip also to Ben and Denise over at Renewed Homestead. If you haven't checked them out over there, y'all subscribe. I mean, they do yeoman's work helping us out here in the chat and doing fantastic things. And you talk about some selfless people. All right, y'all. I want to thank my guest and go check her out. She does fantastic reporting. Till next time, stay alert, stay alive. I'm talking saucy. All they want to build is a prison world full of pet Tamagotchis. The kamikaze got me out of body.
Beam like I'm Goku SS3. Woo! They wanna push me to the center like a cell. They wanna spill me, but the center of the next is me.
They want me to battle, but I'm a warrior.